KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
And at 8 o'clock, we have cloudy skies now. It's 64 degrees in Atlantic. Good morning. I'm Rick Hansen with KJAN News. The news is brought to you this hour by Cass County Health System, Cass County Memorial Hospital in Atlantic. Iowa's third largest recreational area has a host of family-friendly events planned for this Memorial Day weekend. Conrad Kramer, executive director of the White Rock Conservancy in Coon Rapids, says a slow Sunday drive is planned for tomorrow. Folks can bring an ATV or utility vehicle for a 13-mile guided tour through the forest, pastures, and prairie land.
We thought it'd be great if people could just bring their vehicle and drive our new main loop trail. Our main loop trail circles our entire 5,000-acre landscape. It's a double track, and you know, basically we lead you through with a pilot gator. And it's a nice, slow, about a three-hour roll through just an absolutely beautiful landscape through the prairies and through the savanna with some great scenic overlooks.
It's a particular treat as White Rock is usually closed to private motorized vehicles. On Monday, events will include a fishing derby at the Garst Home Farm. The derby will be held at the old Garst Family Pond, which has some seven decades of history. A few years back, the pond was cleaned completely out and restocked.
It's got all kinds of great fish in it. It's got some great panfish, bass, catfish. And this particular pond even has some nice little surprises. It has walleye and even some northern pike in it.
And each participant will receive a dozen worms, and there'll be prizes with experts on hand to guide angling novices. For more information on the weekend events, you can go to www.whiterockconservancy.org on the web. Well, Governor Terry Branstad took final action Friday on some 30 bills, ending his review of all the legislation that cleared the 2016 Iowa General Assembly. Radio Iowa's O.K. Henderson reports.
Many of these bills outlined spending plans for state agencies. In an unprecedented move, Branstad did not use his authority to item veto any individual spending proposals. It means the 12-month spending outline that legislators drafted remains intact and will go into effect July 1st. Branstad did reject the legislature's proposed study of charging a park user fee for visitors at state-owned parks and recreation areas. Park user fees were charged briefly in the 1980s during Branstad's first run as governor. Branstad says state officials discovered then that Iowans greatly disliked the fees. I'm O.K. Henderson.
And the governor has approved a new state requirement that Iowa teenagers get the meningitis vaccination before they enroll in school. It's one of the actions Branstad took Friday in completing his review of all the bills that cleared the legislature. Iowa students will have to show they've been vaccinated against meningitis before they can enroll in 7th and 12th grades. Branstad says he visited with medical experts and people who have had relatives die of meningitis and became convinced this new requirement will save lives. As with all required vaccinations, though, Iowa parents may seek an exemption due to religious or medical reasons. The meningitis vaccination requirement was included in a massive budget bill that outlined also a series of new oversight measures for the state-run Medicaid program. Critics in the legislature say the new steps were necessary after Branstad ordered the 500,000 Iowa Medicaid patients into privately run managed care plans. Branstad said he was proud to approve every one of the new oversight measures. He said it will make Iowa's Medicaid system one of the most transparent, accountable, and outcome-focused programs in the country. The governor signed into law a new state oversight of the Medicaid program, as I mentioned just a moment ago, and he kept the language negotiated by the split legislature that will add more state oversight to Medicaid. Some Democratic lawmakers of the Senate had demanded additional oversight of the program because of concerns about the transition to private management on April the 1st. Branstad says that his message of approval means the state's Medicaid program will be one of the state's most transparent. A University of Iowa spokeswoman says authorities are investigating an explosion and fire at a university-owned apartment that left one person dead. U of I spokesman Janine Beck said university police and Iowa City firefighters responded to a report of an explosion at about 4:30 p.m. Friday at the Hawkeye Drive Apartments. Beck says police are investigating a single fatality and a state fire marshal's office investigator was at the scene. The name of the victim has not been released. Most residents of the apartment complex were allowed to return to their homes, and those in adjacent apartments likely could return later on. The apartments are owned by the university and are available for students and staff. They're about 3 miles west of the central campus at the U of I. University of Iowa officials say a goat that escaped a research lab and was on the loose in Iowa City for 10 days has been euthanized. Stephen Pottarelli, a spokesman for the university, told the Iowa City Press Citizen the goat, nicknamed William the Goat, was put down March 22nd per protocol for the research study the animal was used for. Officials said the euthanasia was not connected to the goat's escape. Pottarelli says the goat was involved in a research project examining orthopedic injuries. It escaped on January 29th while being transferred from a portable carrier to a vehicle. In the 10 days that followed, there were multiple sightings of the goat in Coralville and North Liberty. Many Iowa boat owners will be hitting the lake or river for the first time this year over the Memorial Day weekend. Susan Stocker, a boating law administrator for the Iowa Department of Natural Resources, is hoping it'll be a safe season on the state's waterways.
Our boat incident or accident rate has been going down, so it's all having to do with education and making sure that everybody's safe out there.
Iowa's late spring has probably kept many boats in storage later than normal, increasing the likelihood that Memorial Day weekend will be a busy one on the water. Stocker is reminding boaters that a life jacket may be the key to survival in the event of an accident.
Make sure that when you're out there boating that you have a wearable life jacket for every person on board, and make sure that they fit the intended user.
The boat should also be equipped with a fire extinguisher and a horn or a whistle. Stocker says getting used to the water each spring is much like relearning winter driving skills after the first snowfall. She says with a little practice, the good habits often return quickly. She adds that if there's alcohol on the boat, there should also be a designated driver. In 2014, more than 70% of the boating fatalities in Iowa involved alcohol, according to Stocker. The Iowa Department of Natural Resources says Iowa residents may fish without a license next weekend. The department has announced their free fishing weekend will run June 3rd through the 5th. Although purchasing a license won't be required, all other fishing regulations will still be in place. Joe Larscheid, chief of the DNR's Fisheries Bureau, says he hopes the initiative prompts anglers to purchase an annual fishing license. He says the money allows the Bureau to produce and stock over 160 million fish yearly, conduct research, construct fish habitat, and improve water quality. Hands-on activities will be offered across the state to teach parents and kids the basics of fishing. A list of the events is available at programs.iowadnr.gov/special-events/. And the Iowa Supreme Court has declined to rule on the constitutionality of a state program that holds sex offenders in custody after they serve prison sentences. The court upheld Friday the civil commitment of 46-year-old David Taft, who was convicted in 1987 for lascivious acts with a minor and molested two children within a week of his release from prison in 1991. Taft went to prison again in 2005 and was then kept in custody under Iowa's civil commitment for a sexually violent predators law. He challenged the law, saying some of the requirements for release were unconstitutional. Justices concluded Taft's challenges need not be decided because even if they ruled in his favor, he doesn't qualify for release because he's failed treatment program progress, and psychiatrists disagree on his readiness. The Iowa Supreme Court is banning life prison sentences without the possibility of parole for juveniles convicted of first-degree murder. The court ruled 4-3 on Friday the punishment amounts to cruel and unusual punishment under the Iowa Constitution. Justices ruled in the case of Isaiah Sweet, who was 17 when he killed his custodial grandparents at their Manchester home in 2012. A judge in 2014 sentenced Sweet to life in prison without parole, saying he was a cold-blooded murderer who had little chance of rehabilitation. The justices overturned that sentence on Friday. The court says even the worst juvenile offenders should have the option of someday proving to the parole board that they're fit for release. The court says judges simply can't predict whether teens might be rehabilitated at the time of their trial. Our news was brought to you by Cass County Health System, Cass County Memorial Hospital in Atlantic. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.